As always, we begin by shifting your attention to the inside of you, noticing where your attention has been on the outside, maybe tasks you've been engaged in. Just mentally taking a note of what you've been doing as you transition to this time of going inside, listening and observing to life on the inside of you. And getting comfortable, finding the posture that works for you. Today we'll be focusing on relaxation in the first half, using a little bit of what we can call mental yoga or yoga for the mind. As many of you know, if you've used yoga or practiced yoga, the practice focuses on holding your body in a posture, being in such a way intentionally with your muscles, holding your muscles and coordinating your movement with your breath in rhythmic ways, oftentimes syncing your mind and your body through movement. And what we're doing on the inside in this kind of meditation is becoming the observer of mental events, mental postures that happen kind of spontaneously, happen on their own. And as the observer, I'll be asking you to hold those poses similar to sort of saying, contract that muscle, use the tension that you notice, and then let go of it. And so we'll begin in the body doing a more physical kind of relaxation. And then we'll transition to more of the mental events that happen between you and your partner that cause stress, allowing you time to practice and rehearse this idea of just becoming the observer during those events, not detaching or disassociating in an unhealthy way, but in a way that allows you to not get carried into the beliefs that come up with the stress response in your body. Exaggerated feelings, painful feelings that get amplified by our mind's inability to stop focusing on them and detach. So we begin by noticing your breath, just allowing it to be in whatever state it is at this moment in time. Letting your chest move a little bit, moving especially your stomach as you inhale. Most of the movement is in your stomach rising when we're breathing from our belly, using our diaphragmatic breathing. That really allows you to fill the bottom lobes of your lungs that don't normally get filled, triggering the relaxation response. Just feel the air filling your lungs. Your breath, your body has been using your breath all day, maybe without you noticing, and just for a few moments, you're going to let your mind catch up to your breath. Just watching it, feeling the rhythm of it. Riding the waves of your breath. There's nothing to do. There's no place to go. You're right where you need to be. imagining that your focus in your mind is like a beam of light and energy. Shining that beam on your face, your countenance, and letting there be a slight smile at the mouth. Another signal to your body, from your body to your brain, that it's safe. And you're not smiling to cover over anything, it's not fake. But just intentionally, not frowning, holding your face steady, being aware of the muscles in your mouth. Moving your attention to the inside of your mouth, letting your tongue hang naturally, relax from the roof of your mouth. Giving attention to your teeth and gums, this part of your body that does so much work, keeping your brain and your life nourished. Just with appreciation for this vital part of you. The place where you're able to speak. The seat of your voice. Again, appreciating the beauty and elegance of your voice box, your mouth, your tongue, the muscles in your face that allow you to transmit information instantly to people around you without even thinking. Sending the message into your face, your entire head, that you can relax, let go of any duty to perform. It all happens naturally without thinking. Feeling the life within you. Moving your attention from this space above your shoulders to the back of your neck, the muscles that support your head, your face. Allowing there to be a melting, feeling warmth in your shoulders. Ice to water, water to steam, letting go in your shoulders. Keeping your spine erect, holding your shoulders back slightly. Your head and chin lifted. Imagine the top of your head facing the sky. Again, back to your breath. Feeling the life inside of you, the life in your breath. Awake, alert, and relaxed. Now, from this place of relaxed strength, relaxed alertness, I want you to bring your attention to whatever struggle is difficult for you right now with your partner, whatever misunderstanding or conflict you have. You might almost imagine it's as though the door to the room you're in opened and your partner walks in carrying this burden, the burden of this struggle between the two of you. And just notice your reaction as I invoke that image. Your body may have already just tensed up. Your breath may have become short and quick and shallow. And yet this is an event that's happening inside your mind. So I want you to allow this event to occur. But as an observer, I want you to be watching. And you can remain in the same calm, relaxed, strong state that we were just in. So feel your feet on the floor, grounding you. You may imagine your feet are in contact directly with the earth, through the floor, all the way to the earth's core, completely grounded. And whatever walks into the room, whatever happens in front of you, as we open the door to your partner, as we open this channel, you can remain in this posture, in the chair, or in this position you're in, and you have your breath, and you can ride the wave of stress or emotion that your partner triggers. You are not the wave. But the wave is happening inside you. So I'll be asking you to pay full attention to the sensations in your body and not allow your mind to get carried into the meaning of what to do next, second guessing yourself, criticizing your partner, avoiding your partner. There's nothing really that you need to do. Just remember that phrase. You're exactly where you need to be, and there's nothing that you need to struggle with. And trust me that that doesn't mean that you're giving up, doesn't mean that you're giving in or being passive. It means you're being in this moment, and you'll be in the next moment when it comes, but not before. And it will give you a kind of strength, an ability to connect with your partner that will make a difference without stress, without effort, without pushing or coercing. You'll have influence. You'll have presence. So you may still be already noticing the stress response. If that's happening, just give your body permission to have it. So your partner, whatever he or she does or has done recently, maybe it was today, Allow your mind to briefly replay that moment. And just watch the physical reaction inside of you. You're not going to be watching your partner. Just for a split second, you watch your partner. But once you start reacting, it's as if we say to your partner in this imaginary scene, "Wait a minute, I've got to take care of something. I'll be right back with you." And in real life, that isn't going to work so seamlessly right now. But here is where I want you to rehearse this step. You're turning away from your partner in a compassionate way to take care of yourself before you turn to your partner. So just feel free to pivot. When you notice that stress happening inside of you, think of what your partner has done or said that's distressing. Allow yourself to pivot and pay full attention to your reactions in your body. So your breath, if it gets tight, just allow it to get tight. Give it permission and compassion. And notice how your breath responds. It's impossible to do this step if you're locked into what do you do next with your partner? What do you say? Defending yourself, preventing more pain from happening. This isn't about preventing or stopping. This is saying, I accept what is happening right now. And noticing your body can respond to that and your body can handle it. So as you give yourself compassion, notice what unfolds inside of you. Maybe you notice the layer of you that's behind that initial stress or pain. Maybe it's feeling rejection, or maybe it's anger covering the rejection, or it's some sort of resentment or disdain covering your shame. But whatever it is, you may notice this more vulnerable feeling coming up, this part of you that feels rejected, that feels sad, that feels ashamed, abandoned. And you're just going to give permission and space for that part of you, that natural feeling that every human has. This underbelly, our vulnerability. There's no need to try to fight it. So breathe as that feeling emerges, this more vulnerable or maybe kind of fluid part of you. It may feel confusing. That's okay. It's okay to feel confused here. We're taking away the pressure for you to have to stop what is a natural reaction when you're hurt or when you're not sure if your partner's really there for you. Just allowing the confusion for a few moments. And we want to ask the confusion or the vulnerability, whatever it is, whether it's shame or feeling rejected, we want to ask that part of you not to take over and flood you. So you're an observer, kind of along for the ride, but you're also a leader. You're not here to get whipped around on some wild roller coaster ride. And sometimes our emotional life, our emotions inside us have a life that resembles more like a roller coaster. Because there hasn't really been a leader. And so as you notice, you may notice these parts of you when they're given permission, when you finally get down to it, it tends to erupt and it feels overwhelming, like you're going to be stuck here in a deep depression or a sadness, you'll never get out of bed or something. And if you feel that overwhelming, then you can step back from it. And or you can ask that overwhelming part, grief or whatever it is, to wait. Until your heart rate calms down, your breath calms down, and you can bring your focus back to it with compassion. So, taking stock of what's happened today in this little rehearsal, feeling your feet on the floor again. Maybe we've touched on some really important core hurts. At the same time, we've begun the process of creating a linkage between these hurt and distressed parts of you and a way of feeling relaxed and grounded. Right now, it may feel like that link is not very strong, but I'm here for you, and we're going to be here every day repeating this link, strengthening this pattern and this habit in your mind. So just taking a couple more breaths with full appreciation for this journey that you took inside of you today. Maybe even taking stock of things you didn't like about this, and that is completely okay. Breathing in, letting go with your breath out. If you haven't already, gently opening your eyes, noticing the color in the light around you, hearing the sounds. And you may want to get right to journaling some of the questions to follow up on today's meditation as a way of further grounding and helping you with things that maybe have been touched on today. Or you may gently make an intention to come back to this trailhead again tomorrow.